Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and picks off Almada. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is hit by the pitch. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn scores. Mills goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Hefner moves to third. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell scores. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 0 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mills strikes out. There goes Almada. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball four. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hemsley trying to get to home. Mills throws the ball into Sullivan, who tags Hemsley for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kress reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Ken Yungles now pitching. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Hefner moves to second. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Almada is walked intentionally. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Hefner scores. Almada moves to third. It's 7-0, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mills is hit by the pitch. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hale reaches second base with a double. Ken Yungles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yungles strikes out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 7-1, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Hefner scores. It's 9-1, Browns. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Almada strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Ken Yungles. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and two walks. Hefner strikes out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Newsom bunts towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.